Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. A survey commissioned by the International Food Information Council indicates that 73% of Americans are aware of the benefits of food biotechnology. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Newspapers and television are trumpeting the loss of manufacturing jobs in the United States. President Bush plans to launch a new job creation program. Well, I think this whole issue needs to be put in perspective. We're struggling to come out of a stubborn recession, although not a deep recession. The unemployment rate is 6.1%, not a very high rate in historic terms. I was in Europe 3 weeks ago when unemployment from Germany to France to Spain is 10% or higher. And in the spring, our economy grew a solid 3.1%. Countries in Europe can only dream of that kind of growth. The Japanese economy hasn't grown in a decade. Our economy, even when it's sputtering, is still the envy of the world. Our economy is changing all the time, and that's what happens in a dynamic free market environment. We lose jobs in one place and add them in another. There's been a huge increase in service jobs, and just take a look at farming. All my life I've watched the hand-wringing and crying over the loss of farmers, and I hate it myself. When I drive the country roads near my farm in Illinois, I recall the neighbors that were there when I grew up. They're gone. Big machinery came in, and agriculture that was once a labor-intensive industry is now capital-intensive. The average-sized farm is 5 times what it used to be. We don't employ as many people as we used to. Some of our production is shifting to other countries. Brazil's growing our soybeans. Change is painful, but necessary. It's much the same in our manufacturing sector. Technology has replaced many workers, systems manufacturing, and robots. Of course, some manufacturing jobs have gone offshore, including China. However, our future hinges on preserving a flexible economy that can react to changes in consumer demand and can utilize new technology. President Bush may talk about saving jobs, but if the economy continues to expand, I think the problem will take care of itself. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.